another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
6:04, top of the morning to you.
Yes, and top of the morning to you.
St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day today, and I feel bad because everybody was picking on Carla this morning.
Let's get it out of the way. All the boys in the building. Oh, my God, you didn't wear green? What are you thinking? Oh, my God. So I had to go home. I had to go home and change my clothes.
She actually went all the way home to put on some green.
Well,
it wasn't going to work with the picture we were going to take.
Yes, I know. And green's such a good color. It's a good color.
It looks fabulous on you.
Well, it looks good on you, too. I'm not used to you in green, however.
No, well, I don't wear the green.
I don't so much either. But first thing, and then you come in and pinch. It's like, wait, what? It's four. Will you knock it off?
And it brings out your new glasses, too.
Thank you. It does. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes,
so the corned beef and cabbage and the beer and all the parties and everything else. And of course, don't forget now, Catholics, if you're worried about eating the corned beef on Friday during Lent.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday, that the Catholic Church says they are giving out dispensations for those who want to enjoy a corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Couple of Our Fathers and Hail Marys, and you'll be good to go.
Don't have to eat fish today. You don't have to do that.
I shouldn't say that's from me officially, but that's the word we got.
Yeah, so that's right. Well, you know what? The Pope is loosening the reins on everything. Was it last week that he alluded to the thought that maybe men could be married and be priests?
Yeah.
That would open up the doors for a lot of priests, man. Mm-hmm. That really would.
So as we try and get past St. Patrick's Day, and we have some stuff to talk about this morning that will make you enjoy St. Patrick's Day maybe a little bit more so than you thought. So Buffett tickets to give away. We'll do that 6:40 a little bit later on this hour, as well as the Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo tickets a little bit later on this morning. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 80s. Maybe a little windy tomorrow, but they say sunny and a nice weekend. 61 outside right now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Will there be another Coming to America movie? A sequel? Well, Eddie Murphy kind of hinted at that on Twitter yesterday. I'll tell you about it.
All right, more on that and other stories after Spandau Ballet.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Tap of the morning to you, Natalie.
Oh,
there was a list put out of the on-screen couples that have absolutely no chemistry. Almost at the top of the list was Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey. And I have to agree.
Really?
I don't think they have chemistry at all. The movies are good, whatever. But no, I just don't think. When I saw the first 10 minutes of the movie, the original one, I thought, these guys don't.
As opposed to somebody like Richard Gere in Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think Richard Gere and, what was it, Officer and a Gentleman. Who was it in that?
Oh.
I didn't think they had chemistry either, but that's just me.
Okay.
And I know it was a good movie and all that. There's a whole list, and it's interesting. Some of them that they came up with, Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen, that was in the Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
They did not. And if you think back to Grey's Anatomy, some of the earlier seasons, when George and Izzy got together, Katherine Heigl and T.R. Knight, none whatsoever. It's an interesting list. I will pull that apart and try to post that for you so you can take a look at that. Eddie Murphy yesterday, he Twitter teased a Coming to America sequel. And TMZ reached out to his people, and they said that he is indeed working on a script for a sequel to this. No word on casting or anything like that yet, but he is working on a script. I'd see that. It's been long enough, I think, that you could do something with that.
I thought that was a cute movie.
It was a cute movie, actually. It wasn't
great.
No, but it was fun. It was fun. It's become a bit iconic, really, that movie. And Madonna reportedly... She just doesn't stop. She's reportedly dating a guy in his 20s. Details of his identity. Nobody seems to know who he is, but they're close enough that he joined her a couple of weeks back when she went to Africa. She actually adopted 4-year-old twins. Esther and Stella are their names. But yeah, so 20 years old. Madonna, I think, is she almost 60? I want to say she's 58, maybe.
Something like that.
You know what? Right on, Madonna. Good for you. Man, you know what? Keep voguing, sister. You just keep on voguing with the 20-year-olds. That's all I'm saying. Exactly. Vogue, vogue.
You've seen that parody on Facebook
my gosh.
From Mad TV.
Yes, from Mad TV. It's hilarious. That, for now, is your painfully deep entertainment report.
6:25. Everybody getting psyched up for St. Patty's Day.
Yes, they are.
Here are some stats for you as you go through the day. And I found this hard to believe. 56%, only 56% of us are planning to celebrate in some way, shape, or form St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
83% of those people will wear green. So not everybody's wearing green. So in your case,
yeah,
you would have been that percentile that
yes,
wasn't wearing green.
Exactly.
But look at you. You went home.
I'm a good sport.
We will spend a total of $5.3 billion celebrating St. Patrick's Day. That breaks down to about $38 per person.
Okay. That's about right.
Worldwide, we'll drink 13 million pints of Guinness today. Just Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
We'll eat 70% more cabbage this week than normal, of course.
Love the cabbage.
And just looking at all the drinking holidays.
Oh, I know.
New Year's is number one, followed by Christmas, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day.
Christmas.
With all the
Man, we get just blasted on Christmas. Yeah.
Look at John Schaefer.
Toasted.
Mitch Kelly coming in.
Toasted. Look at him.
See?
Look at, I changed. Okay?
They are wearing the green. Hold on.
I told our listeners that I came in today not wearing green, and all the boys in the building, oh, Curly, you're such a bad sport. Oh, my God, why aren't you wearing the green? What's wrong with your eye makeup? You guys are a pain in my butt.
Well,
you really
thanks.
Are.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
You changed your watch band, too, to match your outfit.
I was that anal. It's like, I got a little white there. I got a little, okay, fine. Thank you for noticing, though,
that's
John.
Perfect. Now we can take the family picture.
This is so cool. We will get the family picture, and we will post it. This is great. I don't feel like I don't feel like the middle finger anymore. Jeez.
Although sometimes you act like
it. Yeah, I do.
Tickets for Buffett. We'll give those away coming up in just a few minutes. 6:40, in fact. Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now, 96.3 KKLZ. 6:40, 20 before 7 o'clock. Jimmy Buffett going to be back in town in just a couple of weeks, April 1st.
Man, I'll right around the corner.
It's going to be a Saturday night, MGM Grand Garden Arena, so tickets up for grabs. All you have to do is take our little St. Patrick's Day quiz, get all the answers correct, and the tickets are yours. We'll start with caller number 9, 702-739-9636, starting with caller number 9. Get all the questions correct, and you have tickets for Jimmy Buffett. We have Kevin O'Leary on the phone. Yes.
We do not.
I'm not. Kevin, tell her your last name.
My name's Kevin O'Leary, not Shark Tank. We talked about that a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. I'm going to believe you today.
Here you go. We have a little quiz about St. Patrick's Day. 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go. Question number 1.
To celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we wear what color? Is it fuchsia? Is it chartreuse? Or is it green?
It's green, and
very
I got
good.
Lots of it on
That's
there.
How you play, Kevin, okay. Right there.
All right, number 2.
St. Patrick's Day is named after what saint? Would it be St. Agnes, St. Gertrude, or St. Patrick?
It's after St. Patrick.
Are you sure?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Third and final question.
And to celebrate, by God, it's almost required. We are to drink what, Kevin? Is it Pepto-Bismol? Is it buttermilk? Or is it green beer?
It's going to be green beer tonight.
That's how you play the game, Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin, you got the tickets. Jimmy Buffett, Saturday night, April 1st, MGM Grand Garden Arena from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening to KKLZ.
Okay, thank you. Fantastic.
It's 7:05. This is so funny that we get an email like this.
Well, yeah. I,
because I can so relate to this.
I apparently hit a nerve with this. Yeah, how fitting. This is interesting. This is from Laura. I don't. Maybe I shouldn't say her name. I take that back.
Okay.
She said, you guys are all about St. Patrick's Day this morning. Happy St. Patrick's, Mike and Carla. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I had a big, huge fight last night. We've been dating for several years, and we have discussed marriage. I'm Irish, so he gave me an Irish claddagh ring. If you don't know what those are very traditional. They represent love, loyalty, and friendship.
Okay.
She says, Laura says, I was just ticked because it's a promise ring, is what he told me. And I think a promise ring is just a cop-out. He disagreed and said, no, this is the next step in our relationship. And I wanted to show you I'm serious. And she says, we've been dating, like I say, for several years. I think it's time to commit or not.
Yeah.
And I just need to know, are promise rings really the next step? Do people even give promise rings anymore? Or is this just a cop-out?
Yes, they do.
Do they, Mike?
Yes.
Somehow this hit a nerve.
I did this.
Hey, Mike, I got a text. Oh, man.
After, you'll love this story. After Jody and I had been dating for a few years.
Yeah.
She'd always say it'd be nice to have a ring.
Well, sure.
So.
Okay.
I got her a ring for her birthday and with her birthstones.
Okay.
And I said, happy birthday. Here's an I love you ring. And uh-huh. She goes, what is that? And I said, it's a ring. You said you wanted a ring. It's
yeah.
a ring and it's an I love you ring. So I love you. And here it is.
Hmm.
And she goes,
no. Was she appreciative?
She thought it was nice.
Okay.
But I think she was expecting a little more.
And kept digging through the box. Wait a minute. Where's the
Even
real
my
ring?
My oldest sister
where's
says.
Where's the real ring?
When I told my oldest sister, Barb, she goes,
really?
Are you serious? Who even does? What is that?
Really? Oh, boy.
I said, it's an I love you ring. She goes, what are you, in junior high? I said, I thought it was special. She goes, Mike, you're a grown man. Well, why are you giving an I love you ring?
Well,
what is that?
It's a gift. It's called a gift. I see. Okay. I see what you did there. I see what you did. I you know, I don't want to say it out loud on the air, but I will. I think sometimes, you know, it's like, I just want to shut you up right now. I really do. I don't mean you. I think a lot of guys
right.
do that. It's like, I know she wants to get married. I got to do
right.
something.
I got to give her something.
Yeah. I mean, is that...
to buy some time.
I think it's cool he gave her the claddagh. She's Irish. I think that's really cool. Because
right.
that really means, if you're Irish,
you
that really means something.
You would think she would have thought, well, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah. I think she might have had she not thought probably when you get a ring box and think, oh, my God, this is it.
All right. Anybody else have a problem with this? And do they still give out promise rings? A thing of the past.
A lot of people saying, by the way, what Jody said to you and what your sister said to you.
I thought it was very nice.
702-739-9636.
No. It's not like I got it out of a cereal box.
Yeah. No.
Talking text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. What do you think? Your thoughts. 702-739-9636. Jeff Howard this hour talking about movies and a few things we think you should know coming up after Cheap Trick. Here you go. As you start off your Friday, just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school.
Well, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. We talked about that earlier. It's okay, but this is the day to do it, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't made one in a long time. They take a lot of, you got to boil them all
yeah.
day long, pretty much. So if anybody has it ready to go, we're at the station already.
Drop it by
is right. Hey, you know what? The sheriff's departments throughout the country, some of them here and there, they're using leprechauns to bust speeders today. The leprechauns are waving at the speeders as they go by and wishing them a happy St. Patrick's Day. And then the officers are notified that, hey, this car is coming your way, and they're going way over the speed limit.
So they have little leprechaun snitches?
They do. Little leprechaun snitches.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying, you can't do that. That's entrapment. Well, if you're speeding already,
yeah. You're
speeding. So I know. And I literally just got this on my little reminders almost. Apple will send me these. I get little news alerts.
Yeah.
Monopoly. They're getting rid of the new ones. We talked about this a while ago. They were voting on new Monopoly pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It will be T-Rex, the rubber ducky, and a penguin. Those will be added to to the Monopoly game as pieces, the little pieces.
Oh, they're
pieces.
Adding them.
Yes, they're
okay.
adding them. But they're getting rid. They've gotten rid of some of the old ones. The iron is gone.
What?
They were. I think they were getting rid of which of what's the
what
other
about
one?
The thimble.
The thimble going. Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody under 30. Nobody under 40. I don't know if they know what a thimble is anymore. I am not sure. But yes, T-Rex, a rubber ducky, and a penguin will be added to your Monopoly game. It is Friday, St. Patrick's Day. A few things you should know.
All right, going back to this email that we got where this guy, this guy gave this young lady, she's Irish.
She's Irish, so he gave her an Irish claddagh ring and said it's a promise ring.
For their love.
Right, exactly. And she said, I don't think so. It's a promise. What is a promise ring?
They
you know what? If
dating?
You're serious, you're serious. They've been going out for many years.
Okay.
Yeah, so she says it's time to commit or, you know what, let's move on.
I don't see any problem with
I know
promise.
You don't. Kevin says, but a promise ring? Really? Yeah, if you're in high school. Somebody else said, hey, guys, there's only one ring. Wake up.
Wow.
Snap. Dave says, although if you had gotten her a ring out of a cereal box, Mike, at least she would also have had cereal, too. He says, I don't think a promise ring is really a thing anymore, but you could get a budget-friendly ring for an engagement ring and you know, make it an engagement.
Much
well, no, in
Honey,
your head, you
budget.
Don't say that, but you get a cheaper engagement ring and call it that. Sandra says, promise rings are so high school. If you're an adult and you know your intentions, then get engaged. It's an insult to give a promise ring.
In my defense, though, I took time, picked out her birthstone.
Yes,
and it was with her birthstone, so I didn't see a problem with it. I thought it was very genuine.
Okay, all right, Mike. Well, now, somebody else had mentioned here, I do know someone that bought their girlfriend a promise ring for her birthday, and it was my son. He's 12.
Okay. All right. You know what? Enough.
So apparently, though, a lot of people have said they're not really a thing anymore, but I you know, I mean, why are they still out there?
Right. Why are they still selling them and people are still buying them?
Right.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about the new Beauty and the Beast movie. We'll talk to him coming up at 7:40. Mike and Carla, 7:35, 25 before 8 o'clock. I know a lot of people talking about the Beauty and the Beast movie. And you had mentioned a couple of days ago, advanced ticket sales for this thing are through the roof.
Crazy.
So Vegas film critic Jeff Howard is going to review that movie. You're going to want to hear it. He's coming up after you, too. 96.3 KKLZ, it's Mike and Carla, and every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard stops in, talking movies, and this weekend, I would think this has to be one of the most anticipated movies in quite a while.
This is Disney's live-action $300 million budget. Yeah, so they're putting a lot on this, and remember, Beauty and the Beast was the first animated film nominated for Best Animated Feature, I mean, for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And so it's unbelievable. I think it was 1991, so it's been a long time. This is everybody's favorite. They have pulled out all stops to give us just this big, lavish musical. And, of course, it's been a great stage play, too, for many, many years, you know? And then you have Emma Watson, you know, Hermione herself, who comes out to play Belle, and also Dan Stevens as the Beast. And then, of course, the supporting cast is amazing. Kevin Kline as her father, Ian McKellen as Cogsworth, Ewan McGregor as Lumiere. So they just have so many big stars in this. Now, I have problems with it, and I don't like about it. One, I think Emma Watson's really stiff. She really is. She's great. A dramatic role, but that opening song where she comes out singing through the village, you know, that we all know, she needs more energy, you know, and I wanted an accomplished singer. It just seems like it's a shot-for-shot remake of the animated film. I wanted to take some chances and do something different. And then, of course, but really great casting is Luke Evans as Gaston, you know, and also Josh Gad as LeFou.
Who's always good.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of controversy also about, you know, Josh Gad playing LeFou as Disney's first gay character.
Right.
For the sake of it being a gay character, I have no problem with it, but it just seems, it's not subtle, they kind of mock and kind of like ridicule him being gay, you know, constantly touching Gaston. And so if you're going to do it with some sort of, you know, respect and kind of, but watching it, they made it comic relief, which I just didn't think that was appropriate. You know, it just didn't seem like it was in place.
I can't get past Olaf, though, in Frozen now.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, then there's another movie. It's called Fences. It's been out for a while, Academy Award winning, but Jeff brought in DVD Blu-ray copies.
If you want to be an actor. This is the movie. It's a powerhouse of a film. And to see the acting in this film is just unparalleled. It really is. And
I'll be honest. This is the one I really wanted to see.
It's a movie, if you haven't seen it, and you and I have talked about this, it's it's done almost like a play. I mean, it really takes place in one area.
And also some great special features on the Blu-ray that goes behind the scenes. And you can even get the Manchurian Candidate for a limited time out there from Denzel Washington. So this is one of the best films of 2016, and they gave it a great treatment on Blu-ray.
All right, so for the first three people on the phone, 702-739-9636, you pick up a Blu-ray DVD copy of Denzel Washington, Viola Davis. The movie is Fences. So, Jeff, thank you very much for bringing this in. Have a great weekend. By the way, follow Jeff on YouTube, where you can not only see but hear some of his interviews and reviews.
Yes.
Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too.
804, and last hour we were talking about the promise ring that this guy gave this young lady. They've been dating for years.
Yeah.
And her being Irish, of course.
Yeah, finally gave her an Irish claddagh, which, boy, if you're doing a promise ring, I mean, I don't know. She's Irish, I get it, but Tammy said a promise ring in your 20s is nice. Anything past 30, just a way to pacify the girl. It sounds like he's not really ready for a marriage commitment. And did he say exactly what the promise was? That's a big one, too, Mike.
Okay.
You know, it's like, what are you promising me here?
Well, I told you my story.
Yes.
All right, we have my wife, Jody, on the phone.
Good.
Jody, what was wrong with the I love you ring I gave you?
Oh, first of all, the I love you ring wasn't the birthstone ring.
Oh, what was that?
Oh.
My I love you ring you traded in on my engagement ring. Remember?
Well,
you
now I do.
You got me a birthstone ring, but yeah.
Okay, I think I might have the wrong number.
Wow.
I just remember when I opened it. When you gave me the I love you ring, I got all teary, and then you were like, it's an I love you ring. And then I got more teary, and you thought it's because I was happy. And then when you told your sister, she goes, what the hell is an I love you ring?
That was one of the few bonding moments she's had with my sister, Barb.
Wow. That's too funny. Oh, my God. Well, an ex gave me a box once, and I thought something was coming out of it. And he literally, you know, gave me the key. He gave me a key.
Oh.
He said, well, you know, you're staying over a lot. I was like, really? Really?
All right, wow. So I think guys are learning something here. You got to be careful what you put in the box.
Yes, you do.
Okay. But be honest, honey, did I rebound? I rebounded okay because of the engagement ring and the wedding ring.
A couple of years later,
okay,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, and that begs the question, too. After you give a promise-type ring, how long is that promise for?
What's the grace period?
Yes, yeah. What's the statute of limitations?
Well, in our case, we had also agreed that we didn't intend to get married. So.
Yeah.
It was just basically a ring.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. Well, that's nice, too. But yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's too funny.
Glad we could be so open on
yes,
this show.
Yes, exactly.
All right, honey. Happy St. Patrick's
Jody.
Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, love you.
Bye.
Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news. That's coming up after Journey.
All right, are we ready? Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
This was pretty funny. Ryan Reynolds was on Good Morning America a couple days ago, and they talked about him flying with his kids. He has very, very small two kids. And he said, I don't look forward to flying with them at all. He said, as a matter of fact, I'd rather drink a piping hot bowl of liquid rabies than fly with my kids. Yeah, not fun flying with little, you know, toddlers, infants and toddlers, that's for sure. Hey, the last four episodes of Saturday Night Live this season will air nationwide live. That means it will be on at 8:30 on the West Coast as well. It will be absolutely live for everyone, which will be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because they've had a few mishaps, and it's fun to see those.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody better be really careful. Jimmy Fallon, Chris Pine, The Rock, and Melissa McCarthy will be on those last four episodes.
Wow.
I love when Melissa McCarthy is on it.
She going to do the press secretary?
She's got to do it. She's got to do Sean Spicer. She's going to have to.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Clinton writing a new children's book about inspirational women in American history. Bill Clinton also writing a book about women who have inspired him as well. That'll be for adults, though, kids. That's all right. That'll be for adults.
It's with pictures, too.
I just had to go there. Pop right up.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, Mr. President. Find out about the effects of hookah and e-cigarettes. Visit GetHealthyClarkCounty.org. I knew you would.
I'm smoking the hookah right now.
Mr. President, you never have to miss this show. Go to the App Store or Google Play 96.3
KKLZ.
Right.
96.3 KKLZ presents a very special night with Pat Benatar and Yael Geraldo. That is a week from today inside the Pearl over at the Palms. We have more tickets to give away. Let's qualify you for the upgraded VIP seats and dinner for two. Your chance to win coming up in just a few minutes. 8:40, we'll be back. 96.3 KKLZ, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. And every time we have her on the show, she's such a kick. She's so much fun.
She is. 8:40. She's a sweetheart.
20 before 9 o'clock. Pat Benatar Unplugged. Pat Benatar, Yael Geraldo. Presented by 96.3 KKLZ. We have a pair of tickets to give away. Want to give as many people a chance to win as possible. So here you go. It's a text to win. It's a text version of back and forth.
Yes. And you're going to have to listen very carefully. I will do this. I will give them to you again. I'm going to give you three songs. You got to finish them.
All right.
All I need are those three words texted to me with your name. Okay. Those three words. These are song titles. Pat Benatar. Love is a...
blank.
Mm-hmm. Hit me with your best...
blank.
Hell is for...
blank.
There you go.
Text all three answers in order, along with your name, to 702-739-9636. And before 9 o'clock at random, from all the correct answers, we'll select a winner.
Here you go.
One more time.
Love is a... hit me with your best... hell is for...
All right.
There you go. Those were good answers.
Thank you. Right. Text all three answers in order correctly, and you have a chance to win tickets for Pat Benatar and Yael Geraldo a week from today, plus qualify for the VIP seats and dinner for two at the Palm. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Pat Benatar and Yael Geraldo, presented by 96.3 KKLZ. So we asked you three questions about Pat Benatar songs.
Yes, yes.
We're calling Helen Weaver. She was picked as a winner.
Hello?
Is Helen there?
Yes, she just went to her office at work. Is she the winner?
She is. Is she not there?
Yeah, she's right here. I just got to run to her office. I just got off at work. I'm Roger, her husband.
Well, hello. Let us talk to Helen.
All right. Oh, 1 second. Cool. I'm running.
I'm running. Are you running, Roger?
Still running. Run, Roger! Well, how far away does she
work? Where is she, Roger?
She's back there.
Where are you?
She's running down the street.
Where are you going, man?
Yeah, it's Carla and Maya. It's fun.
Really?
Yeah, they want to talk to you.
Wow.
Hello?
Helen.
Oh, Helen, I'm dying.
Dying.
Wait a minute.
I'm excited at once.
Wait a minute. Where are you that your husband just ran the phone to you?
I just opened my office door. I just opened my office.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to work.
So you're across the house.
No, I just got to work and I disarmed the system.
Okay. Oh, my God. The alarm's going off.
Police are showing up.
Well, Helen, guess what? You just won Pat Benatar tickets. If you can tell me those three song titles, the three words.
Battlefield, Shot, and Children.
Yes.
Very good. Woo! Woo! Take a breath now, especially Roger. Take a breath.
Roger's on oxygen.
I know.
Helen, and not that this had anything to do with you winning, but my mother's name was Helen. Yeah, so
it's not a fashion name, not too many of us.
That's what I was just saying. You don't hear that name a lot anymore.
Uh-uh.
I think it's very, what do I want to say? It's very grown up.
Yes.
It's not an old name. It's a grown up name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Ellen, you're going to see Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. Woo! They're going to be unplugged at the Pearl Concert Theater. And plus, you're qualified for the VIP seats and dinner for two. We'll announce that winner on Monday morning.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is such a great story. Breast cancer charity in Dubai held a fundraiser the other day, auctioned off a cheeseburger. They raised $10,000.
That's amazing. That really is cool.
I don't know what was in the cheeseburger or on the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Promposals are back in the news. 17-year-old kid in Ohio asked his girlfriend to prom last week by running 5.5 miles and using a GPS app to spell out the word prom on a map. And then he ran an extra mile or so to add a question mark at the
end. Oh, man. Well, all
Sounds like Roger.
All right. Yes, it does.
Last hour. It's the phone.
Hold on.
So, I don't know if she said yes. And then here you go. Cat people. They have developed a perfume, a cologne, if you will, that makes you smell like kittens.
Oh, good.
It's called Kitten Fur. And a 4-ounce bottle costs about $40. Now, you can also get a sample bottle for $3.
Okay.
There's a bottle of kitten-scented body wash for $20 or some kitten-scented lotion for $22. This company put this out, and there's this company's pretty funny. They have other scents, too, like popcorn, gin and tonic.
Well, maybe guys would like that, you know?
Just
rub a little of that between the girls, and you guys are all over us, right? What is that? Is that frosting?
Yeah, just...
Is that pizza? I'm smelling pizza.
Yeah, I bet you they have stuff like that.
Because you guys love the food, you know? So, yeah, we don't have to smell, you know, fancy.
Wait a second.
Gotta smell. Is that pepperoni? Yeah, come here, honey. Yeah. There you go. There's the mic. Rub that between the girls. Okay, good. Hey, Mike, another promposal. You mentioned that one in Georgia. A guy, this is so great. So he worked at Chick-fil-A. He's only been going out with his girlfriend for a couple months. He made the promposal by they met at the drive-thru. Uh-huh. So he asked his boss if he could just use the marquee to ask her to the prom.
No.
The marquee read, "Tatum, will you be my chick at prom?"
Oh.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
She accepted.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to the prom.
It's down in Georgia, huh?
Yes, it is in Georgia. Chick-fil-A, I mean, that's like, you know, you might as well be going to the Wynn over there. I'm kidding. But that is like their Chick-fil-A is big down there. People more likely to give out their social media information to someone they just met than their phone number. I won't give their phone number out, but their social
but
media.
But all the other information.
Yes, exactly. I had to think.
Listen, I'm a very private person. You can't have
I don't
my
want.
Phone
but
number.
Follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. But no phone number. No, I don't think people know how to make calls. That's why it's a phone number. What are you going to do with that? No, let me give you
Did
everything
you say
else.
You were going to call
here's,
me.
Yeah, and here's my password too. And Amazon, we've talked about opening brick and mortar stores. It sounds like they may be opening one in Los Angeles, which would be very cool. The thing about Amazon is that you can sit right at home, like in your underwear and order. And I'm wondering if they'll let you go in there just in your underwear. It's Amazon, right?
Or put couches in there.
Yeah.
And chairs where you just sit in your underwear
you
and
just,
order stuff.
Yeah, it should be just like that if they're opening brick and mortar. I don't want to go to the store if I'm on Amazon. So
that's why you do Amazon.
Yes, exactly. I don't want to go to the store. I want to order my food from you guys. I want to order everything. That for Friday is your other news.
Hey, if you're not doing anything, next Saturday, March 25th, Town Square on the Green, wage hope and raise awareness of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and the Purple Stride event. Carla and I, we have our own team. If you want to walk with us, run with us, just hang out with us, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com, click on the Purple Stride event banner, follow the prompts, and you can join our team next Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning, next Saturday. 7 o'clock in the morning, March 25th, we're going to be out there. So all the information on our website. So hopefully you can do that. It's going to be a lot of fun and a beautiful morning.
Yep.
Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Trader Joe's, find the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood by going to TraderJoe's.com. Some of the lowlights from earlier this morning.
Well, is a promise ring still a thing? Is it still, if you give her a claddagh ring because she's Irish, you call it a promise ring? Really? We got a little information from our own Mike O'Brien. Yeah, I know. Actually, from Jody.
Evidently, an I love you ring is not even...
Well, you kind kind of made that up. I've never really heard of that. You know, I mean, a gift or a, there are, what are the other ones called? What are they called where they, you know, they won't have sex before marriage? What are those called? I can't remember now. It's escaping my mind. The Jonas Brothers were big for wearing those. Then it came out that they shouldn't have been wearing those. Yeah, promise rings. It is St. Patrick's Day today, so I know you're probably going to, I don't know. You know what? If you're an amateur, you're probably going to go out and drink today. We choose to drink every other day if we're not. But if you are, why don't you read something I just posted on our website, and it's how to prevent a hangover. And if you have one, what to do. I actually found some really good information out there, so check it out on our website.
96.3. You can use.
Yes, I just may, like 3 and 4 on each of them. Right. 96.3kklz.com. Check it out. It's a good article.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with a podcast right through the weekend. You can listen to this entire shows or previous shows at your leisure on demand through our website. Just go to the Mike and Carla page, 96.3kklz.com. Click on that and it'll take you right there. Wendy Rush coming in. She is going to celebrate St. Patty's Day with you. Pat Benatar tickets, she'll have those to give away at about 1:10. And of course, in a little over an hour away from now, more tickets for Cirque du Soleil. So do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe.
Yes.
And we will talk to you bright and early Monday morning at 5 a.m.
To the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.